Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
It's time for Speed Jokes, the best of. Here is Speed Joke of the Week number one.
Two ducks walking down the street. One says, quack. The other one says, oh my God, I was about to say the same thing.
Off to a good start. Joke of the Week number two.
Had a big fright yesterday. A janitor jumped out of the closet and yelled, supplies! Number three. Hey, John, here are more creative ways to say someone's not the sharpest tool in the shed. You could say they're not the crunchiest chip in the bag, or a few grapes short of a fruit salad. Or you could say their dipstick doesn't reach the oil. Or you could just go with that guy's a few feathers short of a duck. I don't know which of those are my favorite, but I love those things. I think I'm going to look for somebody who isn't real bright. Maybe I'll look in the mirror and I'll say, boy, that guy is a few grapes shy of a fruit salad.
That's my favorite one.
A few feathers shy of a duck, whatever it is. Feel free to send us more of those. Here's Joke of the Week number five.
Mrs. Smith said, hey, Mr. Jones, I got a complaint about your 10-year-old son. He's playing doctor with my daughter. Mr. Jones said, well, you know, that's sort of natural, how kids explore their bodies. Mrs. Smith says, explore? He took out her gallbladder.
That's ambition. Here's the next one.
Got to go to the garden store yesterday. They got a sign out front that reads, yes, we're open. We're so excited we wet our plants.
Little Mary Vandeveld in the background there. Then there was this one that included Mary Vandeveld.
Mary, I want you to say carrot, spell fork.
Carrot, F-O-R-K.
Dave, say lettuce, spell cup.
Lettuce, C-U-P.
It was at that moment that we realized, we've got something here. Let's make Dave say things he doesn't want to say.
Or didn't even realize he was saying.
Really, Vicky?
He's a team player.
I know. You're smarter than that.
But he still said it. Here's Joke of the Week number seven.
The man who wrote the Hokey Pokey died peacefully last week at the age of 93. The most traumatic part of it for the family was getting him into the coffin. You see, they put his left leg in.
And knew that was coming.
And the trouble started. I won't go on.
Joke of the Week number eight.
Well, my wife's kicking me out because she's fed up with my South American animal puns. Okay, I said, I'll pack up my bags.
Someday we're just going to do my wife is leaving me best ofs.
You should have her on the show one day.
No, that won't happen. Joke of the Week number nine.
I asked my doctor if I'll live to be 100, and he said, well, it depends. Do you smoke or drink? And I said, no. He said, do you drink soda or greasy foods? I said, no. He said, do you go to parties and stay up late? And I said, no to all of that. And then he said, well, why do you want to live to be 100?
I think that one's my favorite.
My wife, Brenda, has a very good voice, and she's a very bright lady, and she laughs at my jokes. I think she would be a good broadcaster, and we met in college. We got her to the college radio station and said, at least say the ID. So WSIU in Carbondale, you would hear, it's the radio, WSIU Carbondale, or something like that, and that was Brenda. But that was the end of her broadcast career. She said there's room for one peacock in the yard, and that'll be John. So I do the radio, and she helps me do the radio. Here's the next joke of the week.
I went to my proctologist but forgot my wallet. I said, I'll go home and get it. And he said, don't worry. We accept payment in arrears.
Steve Alexander's liking that one the most so far. Or maybe it's this one.
The new joke is, what do you call a moose with two legs shorter than the others?
Mussolini.
Mussolini. Mussolini. Joke of the week number 12.
My doctor said, I'm drinking too much. And I said, why would you say that? And he said, well, you have an olive in your urine sample.
You know, as we replay that joke, I just think that sounds very painful, among other things. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's a sign to cut back. And finally, I opened my fridge this morning, and I swore I saw two onions singing the Bee Gees. And then I realized it was just
Oh, wait a minute.
Steve, you got it?
I think with the newsroom, together with Steve Bertrand, I think we have it.
All right, go ahead.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Chive talking.
Matter, Dave.
Come on.
I had
down with it.
That's
Stan
stretching.
I had Stan and Chive.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Mary Vandeveld threw a flag on that play because she said that chives are not onions, and so she didn't think that joke was appropriate. Joke of the week, Dave Bennett. Which one was it?
I like the alpaca.
Alpaca my bags. Steve Alexander.
You know, the six-year-old me likes lettuce C-U-P, but I'm going to go with supplies.
Supplies. Into the newsroom, Grzanich.
I like supplies, too.
How about that? A dark horse. I didn't see that one coming. Ms. Garris, where are you going to go?
Supplies.
I like the collection of Not So Sharp. Those aren't jokes, but they're kind of fun. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGN.